It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Heart, right from theheart.org, the AMA to wrap things up. Every single day, there is one phone line available, which means we got five folks on hold, which we love. But if you want to jump on that one available phone line, 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's start with Zakari, who's in Atlanta.
Hey, what's going on, Andy, Randy?
Hey, what up, man?
Hi, Zakari.
What's going on, man? I want to ask you guys, even though the Braves took a mean L this weekend, you guys really, truthfully think they can come back strong? And if so, what do you think it's going to take to really make it happen?
Man. I have no...
I wonder, do you mean, like, tonight for this next series or the season in general?
Yeah,
I'm not... This next series. Okay, got it.
Because, I still think they're good. I think they're going to have a really good year.
I think that they're going to get this turned around. I think they're one of those teams where if they catch fire, they're going to go. I think once they get a little bit momentum, I think they'll be fine. I just do.
It's four games. Yeah. Like, my whole opinion of a 162-game season is not going to change off four games.
No.
It sucks. I wish they would have played better. It's annoying that that's the first thing we got from them. But, no, I think they'll be fine. Now, again, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do great against the Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to win most of the series they play all year.
Yes.
Taking two out of three against them starting tonight would be great.
It'd be awesome.
Like, if you could take two out of three against the Dodgers, that would be great. But even if they don't, that's not going to change my feeling on the Braves. Like, the only thing that could change my feeling on the Braves is what happened last year. Like, if major guys get injured. Even after major guys got injured last year, we were like, I don't know, I still... But then after Acuna got hurt, it's like, all right,
dog.
Never mind. This sucks. Fast forward to the next one. And unfortunately, the next one started 0-4, but they're going to be fine. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What up, Tink?
Hey, when we was hanging up here on Friday... And you come over and sat down and was hanging with us and eating.
Yeah.
Did you ask that waitress for some water?
I did.
And she never came back?
Yeah.
Well, she came back, but she definitely misheard you. She came back with a whole order of whatever you just finished putting down.
Huh.
And she asked, hey, where's he at? I said, well, you know, man just left. And she just sitting there with this massive plate of food. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my Lord, does Andy got worms or something? There's no way I'm going to fish that off. And so my question is, what is the one food item that you consume a bunch of and just tear it up in one sitting?
Chicken.
Now, just so we're clear, Tinker, you saw me eat that sandwich and the fries. He's gone.
Yes.
Because I heard Mike and Carl talking about it later.
Oh.
There was all kinds of accusations being thrown around.
That you walked out on your food?
Yeah. I ordered my food.
Uh-huh.
I ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left.
Okay.
Pretty typical.
Yeah.
Pretty standard order of operations.
The show, I had our,
then they were
I
blaming
had,
Abe. For
I was
doing
accused
something.
In the midst of my keto diet of ordering all this bread related items.
Well, it's a sandwich. I got a sandwich.
Okay.
I didn't order a loaf of bread or anything. Okay. I just got a sandwich.
Okay.
But yeah, I ate it and then I left.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
I don't know. And then I guess she brought a second one.
Oh.
I didn't order a second one. I ordered a glass of water that never came, which is fine. Ooh. Barbara Jean was busy. She had a lot going on there.
Yeah, man. But did she think you ran out on her?
I don't know. The way that it was being and Tinker's calling on Monday and Carl and Mike were talking about it on Friday, the way it sounded like a whole ordeal.
Well, you know how those guys are now.
Like a whole thing.
You know how.
Mike
know.
Texted me. I was like, no, I ate.
Oh, they thought you ran out on the bill.
But there's no bill.
I understand that. But
we don't even pay for our food
saying,
there.
I'm just saying. sounds to me like she thought that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know what happened in the end, but.
I bet somebody ate it.
Bet somebody ate it.
Yeah.
Bet everything was okay. For the amount of coverage it's gotten, I think it's fine. I think everybody's all right. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
So, I got a question for y'all. This weekend, I'm hanging out with my partners. Well, my cousins, we all like brothers, like eight of us. In Riverdale, everybody got kids, married the whole nine. But occasionally, one of my cousins like to invite his friends over to the house. I'm not 100% myself with people I don't know. Call me crazy. Nope. I just don't talk as much.
You good.
So, dude is sitting there having his whole conversation, chatting, running off his lip about stuff going on back in Turks, because he's from Turks, that they saying about my cousin. And me, I come from the school of, don't tell me what people are saying about me. Tell me why they feel comfortable telling you. So after, like, he left, I looked at my cousin. I'm like, bro, don't bring bro around me no more. He's like, here you go. I'm like, bro, you know how I am. Am I tripping, or is that something that makes some sense to y'all?
No. Makes plenty. You know me, dog. Makes complete sense to Randy.
So what's he saying? He was at a gathering?
Yes.
And some people that he didn't know were there?
Yes.
Okay.
And one of them was cackling.
About his cousin.
Yeah. And like, don't bring... I'm not a big cackle liker.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't talk bad about people behind their back anyway.
I've been feeling comfortable enough to do that.
But then to talk bad about it in front of his cousin.
Yes.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, man.
It's not nice.
No, all that cackling, man. Just like, we too grown to be cackling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gossiping about people behind
grown.
Their back.
Yeah,
there's got to be something better
don't
to
do
talk
that.
About.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's real lame.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's lame.
Real lame.
Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hello, Ed.
Hey, Andy, I get you on the whole, you know, child name thing with the Thor and all that. I've got three kids.
Okay.
Okay, they're named Matthew, Hannah, and Joshua.
All right.
And if I would get one more smart aleck that would say, what, did you just open the Bible to find their names? Or, you know, if you have another kid, you're going to name him Jesus? It would drive me nuts.
No.
Sorry. Had to get off that off my,
good.
My chest.
Good. I'm glad you did.
Hey, okay, thank you. Hey, watching hoops this weekend, I watched as much ladies as men's college because they were on at different times.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I don't know why. Maybe you guys know. Why don't the NCAA and the men, why don't they play four quarters like the NBA does and the women do? Because I'm telling you, the game, I think, moves, you know, more smoothly. And then, like, if you get in foul trouble, since you get five fouls a quarter – like yesterday, Houston, it didn't make any difference, but against Tennessee, they had like 10 fouls at like with 10 minutes to go, and Tennessee shot two free throws the rest of the game, rather than, you know, you could have a bad third quarter and then, you know, you'd be better off in the fourth. Does that make sense, or do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, thanks, Ed. I mean, women's college just went to quarters
not too long ago.
I mean, I'm not going to say in like in the last two or three years, but it wasn't that long ago that they played 2 20-minute halves as well. And yeah, look, I mean, men's college basketball, as far as I know, is the only level that does halves.
Yeah.
Right? High school is quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the NBA is quarters. The G League is quarters. I think Europe and all the leagues overseas are quarters as well. And then obviously women's college basketball has gone to quarters too. So I'm just the only one that does it. Kind of weird, honestly, being the outlier at this point. But
it is.
It's also what it's always been.
Yeah. So. Good shout out to the women, though, too, because Paige Beckers went straight ham.
Yeah.
Went
she's straight so good.
Ham. Went straight ham.
Anytime
and
you
she's
can do.
She doesn't have one, right?
No. Okay. No, no, so none of them do. They haven't won one since like 16.
I know, but I'm saying is like, is she the she's great. She's all time great. But like all their all time greats have titles.
Or two or yeah. three or four. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. No, that she doesn't. To do something that no other scorer in UConn history has done, no one had ever had 30-point games in a tournament before, which is crazy to me with all the great players they've had. But yeah, no, she's the next one, and she's doing it right now. And I don't know. I like them. I like them to win it. I kind of wanted LSU to beat UCLA just because I like LSU's team better. Don't love their coach.
Right.
Like their team better. Then the UCLA is that their best girl is just an absolute beast. Like, good luck. She's like 6'8". Like, what are you supposed to do?
Nothing.
Yeah. Just let her back you down.
Let her back
and make
you down
laps.
And then spin and then jump right over you.
Abe had a game plan. What is it?
I just hit your threes and trade threes for twos, man. Lauren Betts is not going to be stopped down low.
There you go.
Yeah.
He just had like his eyebrows raised. Like, I know what I'd do.
I wasn't going to bring it up. You're going to say nothing?
All right. Moose is in Cartersville. Hey, Moose.
Hey, Andy Randy. What's up, fellas?
Hey, Moose.
What up, man?
Hey, man, I got a question for one for Andy, one for Randy. Andy, first, I've been watching the Hawks basketball yesterday, man, and, you know, Reese and Shea, he's looking like the rookie of the year right now, man. So I was just trying to see, Andy, where would you, like, who would you compare him to the most, like, past or present, and where you see him is, like, trajectory? And my question for Randy, with the NFL draft coming up, I just kind of wanted to hear your perspective on this, man, like, I don't know the year you got drafted, but when you did get drafted, did you have like that homeboy that when you first got drafted, or that cousin now that came out was like, you know what I'm saying, they got some type of investment that they ain't never did before, and I just want to know how you had it, you know, like that record label they want to invest in,
right,
you know.
Right.
Yeah,
appreciate it. What was your question again?
The one for me? I do think Reese Hoshea is playing incredibly well, and I hope that he wins Rookie of the Year. I'm looking at the updated odds. Castle still has a pretty good lead.
Really?
You know how it is, man.
Yeah.
The Hawks got to do things five times before somebody notices that they've done it once.
Okay.
Castle, they suck, so he's kind of getting a little bit more like best player on a bad team kind of thing. But my comparison that I had for him a couple weeks ago, and I think I'm going to adjust it slightly as we go on, but like the comparison that I had for him was the smoothness of his game reminds me of Allen Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can play like Allen Houston had a great career.
He's
I know people hear that.
Really
like,
good. Really good.
That's a pretty good ceiling. Rashard Lewis a little bit too, just kind of the size perimeter, but he's way better at getting to the rim already than Rashard.
Did Rashard get to the rim?
No.
Yeah.
He could, but he didn't want to. He was good.
Yeah.
Young Rashard would go to the rim a little bit when he was in Seattle, but he got to Orlando and got all that money. He was like, let me just go to the corner and shoot some threes.
And shoot threes all damn day. When I was drafted, oh, man. I don't want to say it was rare, but I was in the fact where my family didn't ask me for anything. I can add count on a couple of hands. Because I know if they needed it, they would come to me. But for the most part, no, I really never got, and I'm talking about from my family. Now, some other dudes, I done got the whole spill on investing this, investing that. No, I'm good on that. But as far as my family, no. Nobody's ever ever come to me or something like that. So, no.
That's good. That always seems like it's just so awkward.
Yeah, never had to worry about that.
Especially if it's like somebody that you really like and care about and love, and they come with this investment. It's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it.
I'm
not going to do it. But no.
Actually, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, but no.
You shouldn't do it
either. If somebody needed something in my family, but nobody ever really asked for that.
Carl is in Sandy Springs. Hey, Carl.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got a question. It's maybe a two-part question. First one is, how do you think Flaw J is going to transfer to the WNBA? You think she'll be a pretty decent pick?
She's going to be
Where do you think Florida Gators is going to – what's your take on Florida Gators this upcoming season?
Boo!
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, Carl.
Appreciate it, Carl.
I think she's going to be great.
I think she's awesome.
She's going to be an excellent WNBA player.
Yes.
Sucks that their run came to an end over the weekend.
Now, where
really
is she
like
at as far as eligibility?
I think she's ready to go.
She's ready to go now?
Yeah,
okay.
She's ready to
okay.
go.
I can't remember if she's a junior or a senior.
And then, I don't know. Gators. They kept Napier.
They kept Napier.
And they got that quarterback.
The quarterback's going to be good.
Yeah.
He's going to be so good. Dave, you got that. You got that. You're going to be fine. Right. You got it. Boo!
Jermaine is in Atlanta. Final call we'll take.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I have a question. Two questions for both of y'all. Same. One, which player do you want the Falcons to draft in the first round? I know we all want defense, but, you know, give me a player. And secondly, you know, talking about the Hawks, you know, given like, seem like they're developing a nice young core, mm-hmm. given everybody healthy next season, and depending on if that Kings pick convey, where do you see their ceiling heading into next season?
Thank you, Jermaine.
Appreciate you, Jake.
Jalen Walker.
Yes, definitely.
That's what I want.
Yes, yes.
Will he be there? I don't know. That's what I want.
The Hawks ceiling, I still don't know.
I think when healthy, Jalen Johnson has to play a whole year.
Yes.
They hadn't done it as a starter, so it's a big win, if whatever.
I think they're a top 16.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I think the East is so soft after Cleveland and Boston.
First 60-win season without LeBron.
Wow. Good for them. Yeah. Good for them. But I think, you know, the Pistons are a nice story, and they'll probably be around.
Fake-ass wannabe bad boys, man.
I mean, the Knicks, you know, they're fine.
Yeah.
But I think there's no reason to think the Hawks couldn't be right in 4 or 5, and that's without an offseason move. That's what they have all that money.
Yeah.
That's the reason they made those trades, right? Mm-hmm. It was for the summer. So that's without adding anything new to the roster. So I don't know, not knowing what the offseason is going to look like. But the Hawks are in 7th right now.
Without him.
Without their, you know, one of the best two guys.
Yep.
The East sucks outside of those top two guys, outside of those top two teams. The Hawks are probably going to finish at 500, given everything that they've been through this season.
This is crazy.
I think
this is good.
I think they're on the right track. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hello.
Andy's going to rent a big guy.
I just said that. Yeah. And I am.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bash is running around Randy's house yelling,
Mustard!
That's awesome.
You can get Liddy to gospel rap. It just has to be the red wine. And Abe put feelers out there for Andy and Randy to pound a spike.
Yes, doing my job.
Still not pounding.
Not sure who's trees and who's people. Cover your eyes in case they're air hunching. And it's too dang early to start snit picking.
It is.
It is.
It's 4 games.
It is.
Come on. Now, they sucked, no doubt about it. It wasn't too early to get rid of our guy, though.
Somebody had to pay for it.
See you later, Hector. Well, see you later, Hector.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.